harmless, recalled as a fairy tale. After our rendezvous, this the last word he said, waving to me as the train pulled away from the station. And so it seemed, harmless, till evening brought the first prick of fever, which soon trellised my veins. At 2 a.m. came that knock on the city gates. Little pig, let me come in. Ha! Ever a bold and warlike people, we didn't. Days of siege. We threw corpses dead of plague from the tops of parapets to frighten it away. But what was it? That Vatic voice was not like his at all, and by its speech one can tell it somehow knew us well. The mystery deepened. A strange billowing cloud made my people short of breath. I heard them wheezing. The end seemed near. What could this ailment be? Hunting out clues, I went over the roses and snows of his departed face like a treasure map, over his words hanging in the air like the scrolls of Alexandria. Had I not been consensual, a free agent, gay, single as any singing lark, who chooses what to unlock, to whom? Well, one night, finally, I climbed our tallest tower, lay in the open on its roof, and had a brilliant dream. I saw my body nestled between angels, like the body of the prophet Jesus. I saw it leaking from a finger's tip like a slit rag doll. And then I saw this feathery, amorphous creature, black as mildew in the bath, soft as bread mold, chewing on my blood puddings in the corner. And then I knew. That morning I went out by the porter's door, pressing one finger to judicious lips like Oedipus. Your name, I said. I have it now. Despair. Shrieking, it vanished with brimstone and flames. So I etched harmless in that ground of myrds and moss. And to this day, my people listen to strangers' crying wares with an intelligent ear, remembering our grave old danger.